Welcome back to Scope and Scalpel. Today, we continue our mission of exploring digestive health challenges and solutions with surgical expertise. You've been researching gallbladder health, and you're particularly interested in the role of drinks. Well, you've come to the right place. Today, we're diving deep into the wisdom of Dr. Rajarshi Mitra, a surgeon in Abu Dhabi who's got some really interesting insights to share.
It's amazing how much our drink choices can impact such a specific organ, isn't it? Dr. Mitra's perspective, coming from a region with a unique cuisine and climate, adds a really interesting layer to this whole discussion.
Absolutely. Before we jump into his recommendations, though, I think a quick recap of what the gallbladder actually does is in order. I'll admit I was a little fuzzy on the details before I really started digging into this.
Of course. It's easy to forget the specifics. Think of your gallbladder as a tiny but mighty sac tucked under your liver. Its main job is to store and concentrate bile, which is like a super-powered dish soap for your gut.
Okay, dish soap for the gut. I love that analogy. So the liver makes the bile, and the gallbladder holds onto it until it's needed. What happens then?
Exactly. When you eat something fatty, your gallbladder releases that concentrated bile into your small intestine. The bile breaks down the fats, making it easier for your body to absorb nutrients. Pretty essential stuff.
So what happens when things go wrong with this process? That's where gallstones come in, right?
Exactly. Imagine those fats clumping up instead of being broken down. Not a pretty picture. Gallstones, which are basically hardened deposits of bile, can obstruct the flow and cause all sorts of trouble. Pain, inflammation, you name it.
That's where Dr. Mitra's advice comes in. He believes that our everyday drink choices can either help keep things flowing smoothly or make matters worse. And considering how common gallbladder problems are, this is something we should all be paying attention to.
I totally agree. It's fascinating how something as simple as what we drink can have such a direct impact on our gallbladder health.
All right, let's get to the good stuff. What does Dr. Mitra recommend for keeping our gallbladders happy?
Well, first and foremost, we have to talk about water.
Of course. I used to think 8 glasses a day was overkill. But after reading Dr. Mitra's work, I realized how easy it is to get mildly dehydrated, especially in a climate like Abu Dhabi's. He says even mild dehydration can thicken bile, making gallstones more likely.
That makes a lot of sense, especially given the desert environment of Abu Dhabi. Staying well hydrated is truly the foundation of good health, and that includes gallbladder health.
Okay, water is a must. But let's be honest, sometimes we crave a bit more flavor. I'm a huge tea drinker, so I was thrilled to see that Dr. Mitra is a fan of certain herbal teas for their soothing and digestive benefits.
He is, and he highlights three in particular. Chamomile, ginger, and turmeric teas. They're all considered gallbladder superstars because of their anti-inflammatory properties. They can really help calm an irritated gallbladder.
I already love chamomile tea before bed, so relaxing. What makes it so good for the gallbladder specifically?
Well, chamomile has these amazing antispasmodic properties, which means it can relax the muscles that can spasm and cause pain when the gallbladder is irritated. It's like giving those muscles a gentle hug.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I can definitely see why that would be helpful. What about ginger tea? I know ginger is great for nausea, but how does it benefit the gallbladder?
Ginger is fantastic for stimulating bile flow, which, as we discussed, is key for preventing those pesky gallstones. And being in Abu Dhabi, Dr. Mitra points out how easy it is to find fresh ginger in the local markets. He encourages people to take advantage of that and brew their own ginger tea for maximum benefit.
That's a great tip. Now, turmeric is another one I've heard great things about. It seems to be the it spice these days.
Rightly so. Turmeric contains curcumin, a potent anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. Dr. Mitra says turmeric tea is like a soothing balm for the digestive system, particularly for the liver and gallbladder.
So far, we've got water, chamomile, ginger, and turmeric tea, all great options. Now, I'm a big fan of juices, but I'm a little hesitant to ask about those. Are there any that are actually good for the gallbladder?
There are. Dr. Mitra recommends beet and celery juices as being particularly beneficial.
Beet juice? Really? I've always heard that it's good for the liver, but how does that connect to the gallbladder?
Well, as we discussed earlier, the liver and gallbladder are a dynamic duo. Beet juice is thought to help thin bile and improve liver function, which in turn supports the gallbladder. It's all connected.
Wow, I didn't know that. So it's not just about drinking things that directly target the gallbladder, but also supporting its partner in crime, the liver.
Exactly. It's about a holistic approach to digestive health.
Okay, what about celery juice? It's super trendy right now, but is there any real science behind its supposed benefits?
Celery juice is believed to be a potent anti-inflammatory and detoxifier. It's like a gentle cleanse for the liver and gallbladder. helping to flush out toxins and promote overall function.
So water, herbal teas, and vegetable juices are getting the thumbs up from Dr. Mitra. What about fruit juices? Are those okay for the gallbladder?
Now, this is where things get tricky. Most people assume fruit juice is healthy, but Dr. Mitra has some surprising caveats.
Oh, I knew it. I was waiting for the catch. Tell me more.
While some fruit juices can offer benefits, it's crucial to consume them in moderation due to their natural sugar content. Too much sugar can actually increase your risk of gallstones.
That's interesting, because I always thought diet soda was fine. Why is any sugar a problem, even if it's artificial?
That's a great question. It turns out that even artificial sweeteners can disrupt the gut microbiome, which can indirectly affect the gallbladder. It's all about balance.
So moderation is key with fruit juices. Are there any specific types that Dr. Mitra recommends?
He mentions apple juice and cranberry juice as potentially helpful in limited amounts. Apple juice contains malic acid, which is thought to help soften gallstones. And cranberry juice, with its potent antioxidants, might help prevent gallstone formation.
So it's not that the fruits themselves are bad. It's just the concentrated sugar in the juice that we need to watch out for.
Exactly. Now, are you ready to delve into the avoid list? I think you might be surprised by some of the culprits. Welcome back to our deep dive into gallbladder health. I'm really excited to shift our focus from drinks to foods. This is where Dr. Mitra's expertise, combined with the unique culinary landscape of Abu Dhabi, really shines through.
I'm all ears. We've talked about what to drink. Now let's dish on what to eat for a happy gallbladder. I have to admit, I'm a bit nervous about this avoid list you mentioned. I have a feeling some of my favorite foods might be on there.
Well, let's start with the good news first. Dr. Mitra is a huge advocate for a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. No surprises there, right?
Fruits and veggies are always a good idea, but are there any specific types that are particularly beneficial for the gallbladder?
Absolutely. Leafy greens top the list. Think spinach, kale, collard greens, all those nutrient powerhouses. They're packed with magnesium, which can actually help relax the gallbladder and promote healthy bile flow.
So, more leafy greens, less stress for my gallbladder.
Got it.
What about other types of vegetables? Any recommendations there?
Cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts are also fantastic choices. They contain sulfur-containing compounds that support detoxification processes in the liver, which, as we know, indirectly benefits the gallbladder.
Right. We talked about that liver-gallbladder connection earlier. It's all about teamwork. Now, I have a confession to make. I have a major sweet tooth. But I'm also trying to be mindful of my gallbladder health. Are there any fruits that can satisfy my cravings without causing trouble?
You're in luck. Berries are excellent for the gallbladder. Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, they're all packed with antioxidants, which can help protect the gallbladder from damage.
Okay, berries are definitely on my shopping list. So far, we've got leafy greens, cruciferous veggies, and berries all looking good for the gallbladder. What about fiber? I know it's important for digestion, but how does it specifically impact the gallbladder?
Fiber is like a traffic cop for your digestive system, keeping everything moving smoothly. It bulks up the stool and promotes regular bowel movements, which prevents bile from becoming stagnant and forming gallstones.
So more fiber equals less chance of those pesky gallstones.
Got it. What are some good sources of fiber that Dr. Mitra recommends?
He's a big fan of whole grains like oats, brown rice, and quinoa. And legumes such as lentils, beans, and chickpeas are also fantastic sources of fiber. Plus, they're packed with protein, making them a great addition to any meal.
Okay, so we've covered fruits, veggies, and fiber. Now let's talk about the elephant in the room, fat. I know that fat can be a trigger for gallbladder issues, so I'm a little hesitant to even ask about it. What's Dr. Mitra's take on fats and the gallbladder?
You're right, fat can be a tricky one. Too much fat, especially the unhealthy kinds, can definitely overwork the gallbladder. But healthy fats are absolutely essential for overall health, and they can actually support gallbladder function.
So it's not about avoiding fat altogether, but choosing the right types of fat. Exactly. Dr. Mitra recommends focusing on unsaturated fats, which are found in foods like avocados, nuts, seeds, and olive oil. These good fats help keep bile thin and flowing smoothly.
Okay, so swap out the saturated and trans fats for the unsaturated kind. Got it. I'm ready to face the music now. What are some of the foods that Dr. Mitra recommends limiting or avoiding for a happy gallbladder?
Well, we already talked about sugary drinks being a no-no, and that applies to sugary foods as well. Think candy, cookies, cakes, all those tempting treats that can spell trouble for the gallbladder.
Right. All that sugar can put a strain on the liver and increase the risk of gallstones. What about processed foods? Are those a concern for the gallbladder?
Definitely. Processed foods are often high in unhealthy fats, refined carbohydrates, and additives, all of which can disrupt digestion and put extra stress on the gallbladder.
So we're talking about things like packaged snacks, fast food, ready-made meals, all those convenient but not so healthy options.
Exactly. Dr. Mitra encourages people to focus on whole, unprocessed foods as much as possible. And this is where the Abu Dhabi connection comes in. He talks about how the traditional Emirati diet, which is rich in fresh fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins, is actually very gallbladder friendly. It's a great example of how cultural food traditions can align with modern health recommendations.
That's fascinating. It seems like there's a lot we can learn from traditional diets around the world.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about meat. Fatty meats, in particular, can be a trigger for gallbladder attacks. Red meat and processed meats are high in saturated fat, which can be difficult for the gallbladder to digest and can contribute to gallstone formation.
So should people with gallbladder issues avoid meat altogether?
Not necessarily. It's about making smart choices. Lean protein sources like poultry, fish, beans, and lentils are excellent alternatives. Dr. Mitra emphasizes the importance of balance and the moderation.
Okay, that makes sense. What about dairy? We touched on this in the drink section, but I'm wondering if Dr. Mitra has any additional advice regarding dairy and the gallbladder.
He reiterates that some individuals find that dairy products, particularly those high in fat, trigger their gallbladder symptoms. If you suspect that dairy might be an issue for you, it's worth experimenting with reducing or eliminating it from your diet and seeing how your body responds.
So another one of those listen to your body situations. What works for one person may not work for another.
Exactly. Now, I'm curious, what are your thoughts on spices? You mentioned earlier that you were a little nervous about the avoid list. Do you think spices might be on there?
That's a great question. I know Dr. Mitra practices in a region known for its flavorful cuisine, which often includes a lot of spices. Does he have any recommendations or cautions regarding spices and gallbladder health?
He does. It's interesting because he points out that while many spices are actually beneficial for digestion, some individuals find certain spices to be irritating to their gallbladder.
So it's a matter of personal tolerance.
Precisely. He advises paying attention to how your body reacts to different spices. If you notice any discomfort after eating a particularly spicy meal, it's best to try to identify the culprit and avoid it in the future.
That makes a lot of sense. It's all about tuning into those subtle cues from our bodies. I think this is a great place to pause and give our listeners a chance to digest all this information. We've covered a lot of ground.
Welcome back. You know, I was just thinking, it's really amazing how much we can learn from a single expert like Dr. Mitra.
It is, isn't it?
Especially when we consider his unique perspective from Abu Dhabi.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I know. It's like getting a glimpse into a whole different world of health and wellness.
Right. And one thing that has really struck me throughout this conversation
yeah.
is how connected everything is.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we can't just focus on one organ in isolation.
Absolutely.
What's fascinating here is how interconnected the entire digestive system is.
Mm.
What we eat and drink affects not just our gallbladder, but our liver, our gut microbiome,
yeah.
and even our overall well-being. It's like a delicate ecosystem.
Exactly. Dr. Mitra really emphasizes that it's not just what we eat and drink that matters, but how we eat and drink. He's a huge believer in mindful eating.
He is. And he has some great practical tips for putting that into practice.
Oh, like what?
For instance, he suggests eating slowly and chewing your food thoroughly.
Okay.
This gives your digestive system a head start in breaking down food, making it easier on the gallbladder.
So it's like giving your gallbladder a break before the main course arrives.
Yeah, exactly.
You can definitely get behind that. Any other mindful eating tips from Dr. Mitra?
He also advises avoiding those supersized meals, especially late at night. Eating smaller, more frequent meals allows your digestive system to process food more efficiently and prevents the gallbladder from getting overwhelmed.
That makes a lot of sense,
yeah.
especially considering how busy and often chaotic our lives can be.
Yeah.
Speaking of chaos, what about stress? I've heard that stress can wreak havoc on digestion. Does that apply to the gallbladder as well?
Absolutely. Stress can disrupt the delicate balance of the digestive system,
yeah.
including gallbladder function.
Oh, wow.
Dr. Mitra encourages people to find healthy ways to manage stress, whether it's through exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, or anything else that brings a sense of peace and calm.
So it's not just about nourishing our bodies, but also nourishing our minds.
Exactly. It's about creating a harmonious internal environment that supports optimal health and well-being.
Well said. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay.
We've explored so much valuable information from Dr. Mitra.
We have.
But it's important to remember that this is just the beginning of our own journeys of discovery.
Right.
We've given you a taste, if you will, of what's possible.
Yeah, we have.
We've explored the best and worst drinks, the most beneficial and troublesome foods, and the importance of mindful eating and stress management.
I think we covered it all.
Now it's time for you, our listeners, to take this knowledge and make it your own. Maybe you're inspired to do more research, to experiment with new recipes,
yeah,
or to simply pay closer attention to how your body responds to different foods and drinks.
That's so important.
The most important thing is to keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep listening to your body's wisdom.
Very well said.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into gallbladder health.
Of course.
We hope you've learned something new.
We do.
And we encourage you to continue your own exploration.
Yeah, please do.
And as always, remember to consult with your healthcare providers for personalized advice tailored to your individual needs.
That's right.
Until next time, stay curious and take care.
Bye, everyone.